Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is the 2nd of April and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Samuel, chapters 10 to 12. Move past your failures to be used by God. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 12 verses 13 and 14 like this. So David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin, you shall not die. However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also who is born to you shall surely die. After enjoying tremendous successes in the battlefield against the enemies of Israel, David encountered temptation and he let himself be conquered by lust. God's word describes this battlefield of the mind that we read in James chapter 1. Verses 13 to 16 like this. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. David succumbed to his fleshly desires, became enticed and committed adultery with Bathsheba, and then arranged to have her husband Uriah the Hittite murdered. And we read in 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 27 like this. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. God sent his prophet Nathan to David after he had committed adultery and murder, as God wanted David to be aware and repent of the heinous crimes that he had done. With the help of a story, Nathan was able to drive home the seriousness of David's crime. This is where David distinguishes himself from many other people. He confessed his sins immediately before Nathan, and Nathan declared that God also has put away his sin. To err is human, and to forgive divine. God forgives our sins when we confess them to him openly and turn away from our misdeeds. We read in Proverbs chapter 24 verse 16 like this. For a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again. This story of David teaches us how we too can move past our failures to be used by God again in his kingdom for his glory. Number 1. Confess our sins openly before God. David acknowledged his transgressions without any reservations. As he stated in Psalms 51 verses 3 and 4 like this. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. Number 2. Seek forgiveness from God and those we have hurt in the process. As David exclaimed in Psalms 51 verse 1 like this. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Number 3. Pray to God that others may be spared from the consequences of our actions. As we read in 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 16 like this. David therefore pleaded with God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. And number 4, finally, recognize that the consequence of our sins have to be endured. Even though David fasted, pleaded with God for the life of his child, and lay on the ground for 7 days without any food or drink, the child died. The sword never departed from David's family line. His own son Absalom rose against David in rebellion and openly committed the crimes that David had done in secret. If we have offended God or anyone else through our previous actions, let us move past our failures today. Let us remember many of the spiritual giants in the Bible also moved past their failures to be used by God tremendously. In fact, Jacob was a liar. Moses was a murderer. Gideon doubted. Elijah was burned out. Jonah ran from God's will. Paul persecuted the church. And John Mark deserted Paul. Let us go to Jesus today, who will never cast us out, according to his word in John chapter 6 verse 37, that Jesus has said, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out.